Kia ora, so my name is Karen Das and I'm the program lead at Word Christchurch. We're a festival that celebrates words in all their forms, and this year we are 23rd to the 27th of August. My role at Word is program lead, and that is shaping and overseeing the program, which is kind of a dream job really, to be able to have all this knowledge about books, writers, thinkers, performers, poets and musicians, and be able to build a program around them. It's quite special. So that's what I do. And I'm also a book reviewer and interviewer. So I'm constantly reading and always looking ahead and always forecasting to the future. It's really interesting because early on in the programming, people were asking, what's the theme that you have this year? Because it is a thing for festivals to have a theme. And I sort of thought, well, we don't really have one. But then it emerged. It kind of emerged before my eyes. And the theme is risk, which I think is such a kind of juicy and topical theme to speak to. And it kind of came about from the word gala. So it's 100 years since the death of Catherine Mansfield, the celebrated New Zealand writer. And there's a quote from her about risk, and it's, risk anything, care no more for the opinions of others, for those voices. Do the hardest thing on earth for you, act for yourself, face the truth. And I just thought, isn't that remarkable? And so that's the prompt that our amazing people in the Word Gala will be speaking to. And then we have another session called Risky Woman, which is one of our most popular storytelling sessions at Word. It's always a sellout, so you really must book. And we have an amazing lineup of wahine. It used to be called Adventurous Woman, but we've changed it to Risky Woman. And it kind of speaks to what I would encourage audiences to do. Take a risk. I mean, come and see your tried and true favourites, but take a risk. Do a deep dive into the program and take a chance on something, whether that's a new thinker or writer or maybe some risky ideas. So we have over 130 writers, thinkers and performers joining us internationally and from Aotearoa in over 80 events that will take place around our beautiful city, Ōtautahi. So our main venues are the piano and also the wonderful Tūranga, which I have to say is probably one of the best libraries in the country. So we have key events at TSB Arena and also dotted around the library on various floors. And we also collaborate with the library, which is just such a special, meaningful relationship, I think. We feel so supported by Tūranga and the amazing staff here who are all just so enthusiastic. And there's some really cool events like AI versus librarians. And we also have a music book group featuring a celebrity guest. So these are ideas that the library has come to us with, and we're also using the amazing Whakapapa Research Library as well. So I really think there is something for everyone here, no matter how they absorb their words. I'm excited that we have international guests joining us for the what feels like the first time in a long time. We have Kevin Jared Hossain, who is a remarkable writer from Trinidad and Tobago. His book, Hungry Ghosts, is set in 1940s Trinidad, which seems like it would be a long way away from Aotearoa. But the themes and issues that he's dealing with in that book are so strongly resonant to us. It's about the lasting effects of colonization, precarity, class, poverty, housing. But it's quite gothic and it's steeped in a really lush sensory kind of, it's set during hurricane season, so you can really feel it. It's quite evocative. And he was a biology teacher, so the way he writes about the natural world is exquisite, almost overwhelmingly so. Gabriel Krause is an author from Britain that I just highly recommend. I saw him perform and speak at the Vancouver Writers Festival, and I've seen a lot of writers speak over my years in the book and publishing trade, but I've never seen anyone like him. He is a firecracker. He changed the air in the room and people were literally, like, their jaws dropped. He's got a really interesting backstory. His novel, Who They Was, is kind of autobiographical, and it tells the story of a young man called Gabriel who straddles two worlds. One is a life of crime, drugs, violence, robberies, and ultra-violence on the streets, all the while studying for an English literature degree. And it's really remarkable. It's kind of like a modern-day Trainspotting. Don't miss him. And also Polly Barton, who is a really interesting Bristol writer. She's also a translator, and she's written a book about her time in Japan, immersing herself in the culture and also the art and craft of translation. And she's also written a book, her new book is called Porn, an Oral History. And she'll be in conversation with the amazing podcaster Melody Thomas. So I think she'll have a lot of really interesting insights about both topics. Chenille Lal has a new memoir, one of them, which I think Young New Zealander of the Year. We're really excited to have Chenille with us. Also, Tusiata Avia will be in conversation with John Campbell. I think will be a really important and powerful session. And also some really cool music collaborations as well. St. Michael's Church in the city, which I think is one of the most beautiful wooden churches in our beautiful city. We have a really special event there. Roy Montgomery, who is a local musician, he's written a book of poetry called Endurance, and he will be performing music and reading some verse alongside Clementine Valentine, who were formerly known as Purple Pilgrims, who will be releasing a new album. So I think that will be spectacular and majestic and such a treat to be able to see that in such a special venue. There's actually a session that I really want to highlight that I'm really excited about, and it closes the festival, so it's the last session on Sunday the 27th, and it's a collaboration that we're doing with the Naitahu Archive, where we have some really remarkable Naitahu Archive staff and from the advisory committee talking about their favourite taonga from the archive, and I think that will, I'm so excited about it. I think, you know, this is what we do, it's telling our stories and our history. So I think that will be really special.